We have this program called Smart Recovery at Bethel Family Clinic. It's a different way of looking at substances, addictions. We offer an alternative to AA or other support groups. AA is based on a spiritual program. Smart Recovery is based on your thinking and emotions and the power of choice. It's basically cognitive behavioral therapy. So if you're interested, come and see us at Bethel Family Clinic. We have groups every Tuesday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. It's free. It's co-ed. And anybody's welcome to come, 18 and up. I really felt called to come back to Alaska to help other people with addictions and people struggling with life-controlling problems because I'd gone through that myself, and I feel like I can offer people some insight and maybe some answers that they're looking for.
In your own recovery process, what were some of the pivotal points that you think of?
The pivotal point in my own recovery was December of 2006. I'd already been through 18 treatment centers and in and out of detoxes and halfway houses and in and out of AA and NA. And but I always went back to drinking and using. And in December of 2016, I was driving down the road in Arkansas, and I cried out to God, and I said, God, if you're really real, like all these people confess so loosely with their mouths, you're going to have to change me. And if you don't change me, I'm going to continue sticking a needle in my arm or blow my brains out. And the doors opened up to this Christian detox the next day. And I was like, oh, man, I don't want to go through this. You know, I went to that detox for 8 days, getting off of crystal meth, coke, alcohol, opiates, you name it. I was on everything. And I wanted something real, something that I could hold on to that was really going to help me. I said, God, whatever it takes. I mean, here was this no good, bottom of the barrel piece of junk, drug addict, alcoholic, an outcast of the outcast. And then for God to love someone like me, who I thought I'd made so many mistakes that I was unlovable. And I was like, surely you can't be thinking about me. So anyways, I completed the year there, and I haven't been back.
A lot of people listening to this have substance abuse problems of their own or addictions. A lot of people with problems like that want to give up. What is your message to them?
Don't lose hope. As long as you have oxygen in your lungs, there's always hope.